Hello, guys. Welcome to the Double J Podcast.
What is up, guys? We got Alexi, we got a Mike, and we got Ryan Mann here today with us, and starring Jack and me, myself, JR.
Yeah, here we go, boys. So today on the podcast, we're going to be reviewing our favorite top fast foods. We're going to be a draft here today. Little favorite top fives. We're going to start with Alexi. See what you got, Alexi.
I went McDonald's for one.
It's a solid pick. I'm loving that.
You say you're one now?
Nah, man. You go all the way down the list.
Chipotle at two. Okay. Subway at three.
Subway at three? That's what is that?
Stupid.
Subway at three? That is a sick.
I like Subway.
Subway?
Wait, I have a question. You pick Subway over Jimmy John's or Jersey Mike's?
Can we just come back to the fact that the word B-U-R just came out of his mouth? I swear, if you say Burger King, you're off the pod.
Burger King.
Oh my god! You're not saying Burger King, bro. You animal.
Wait, can you repeat? Burger King is number three?
Chick-fil-A at five? What is that?
Wait, so we're putting Burger King above Chick-fil-A is above all that?
I don't like
Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A is five? What are you? You're not real.
What do you get at Subway?
Subway buckets like, a tuna salad.
I don't know, like Italian sandwich, Italian bread.
That's better than Chick-fil-A.
Anything at Chick-fil-A.
Why?
But I don't like it.
Why can't you have it?
Because I'm like allergic to like peanuts.
He's allergic. They make everything allergies,
they
man.
Used to at least.
You're disgusting.
That's my list.
Oh my goodness. That is a rough start to the pod. All right, next.
Someone else go first.
We'll have Mike DePalma up next.
All right, my number one is Jersey Mike's.
That's a solid pick. Not ridiculous to say that.
I'm okay with
it. It could be a controversial pick, but I think that's a very good pick. I second that.
Second is Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
All right, we're going
strong. Third is In-N-Out.
I've never had In-N-Out.
In-N-Out is good.
I've never had In-N-Out.
How many times have you get In-N-Out?
It doesn't matter how many times. It doesn't matter how many times you've had it.
Life changing.
If it's one of the best things you've ever bitten into, every time you've had it,
it's like in Nevada.
If it's one of the best things you've ever bitten into, every time you've had it,
and they dress up like.
Yeah, they dress up.
It's cool. Yeah,
just the atmospheres. I'm loving it. He's thinking about it.
You're grading off experience too.
Yeah, he's off experience.
It's Chipotle, and five is Cookout.
America.
That is a very solid list, Mike DePalma.
I've never had Cookout. I can't judge Cookout.
Sinner.
How are you not best Cookout?
Cookout is like the best thing ever. You can get a barbecue sandwich, a corn dog, a large fry, and a milkshake for $5.
And hush puppies.
The hush puppies. They have everything under the sun there. It's beautiful. And they're open to 4 in the morning. Okay. Like, what's better than that? I go to Cookout at 4 in the morning. Sometimes I can't sleep and you're like, you know what? I'm gonna roll out of bed, get my truck, and drive to Cookout.
What's the closest Cookout to you?
2 minutes away.
They have Cookouts in Salisbury?
They have Cookout in Salisbury. Yeah. The only one in Maryland. The only Cookout in Maryland in Salisbury.
Okay.
It's a great place. Alright. What are we doing to our last feature? Mike. No, not Mike. We've already been Mike. Ryan Mann.
Alright. So I have Chick-fil-A at one.
Not ridiculous to say that.
Yeah. Chipotle at two.
Chipotle at two.
It's looking like mine.
Raising Cane's at three.
Raising Cane's?
Yeah.
What?
Never had it? It's so good.
What is Raising Cane's?
Oh
my god.
I've never heard of Raising
Cane's. It's like down in the south. It's like
down in the south?
Chicken and like garlic bread. And
it's cane sauce.
Cane sauce.
What is that? Raising Cane's.
Alright, and then I have
it's like the liberal version of like Bojangles.
If you're gonna go down south, it has to be Bojangles.
Raising Cane's is where it's at.
Raising Cane's is out.
Right here from Ryan and Ryan.
And then Cookout at four and then out at five.
This is a good list right here. This is a very good list. Besides, I don't know though. I can't get over the Cane's.
No, Raising Cane's. You guys gotta try.
Well, I guess I can't pack on it until I've had it. Alright.
Exactly.
Here we go, Double J. Let's see where we are.
Alright, so I'm gonna start off strong with Chick-fil-A as number one.
Solid pick.
Number two is going to Chipotle.
Oh, wait, hold on.
It's Chipotle.
Chipotle?
Yeah, that's how you say it.
You mean
Chipotle? Everyone says it wrong. It's Chipotle.
It is not.
No, it's not! It is not Chipotle. Chipotle?
C-H-A-P-O-L-T-A. Chipotle.
What did you just say? Pod. Pod. Oh my god. Somebody clip that. Can you believe what he just said? Can you repeat how you just spelled that?
You put the L before the T.
Hold on, Lexi.
C-H-A-P-O-L-T-A.
C-H-A.
Yes. Chipotle.
That's cha. That's your job.
You're actually so dumb.
Chipotle.
All right, enough from Double J.
Number three, we got. I'm gonna have to go Bojangles.
That is a solid pick. It's new way to better than Raising Cane. Yep. Not that baloney.
Number four, you know, it's. I don't know if we count this. Starbucks.
No.
No.
Is that eligible?
Not really.
I think we need. Some point deducted there.
Then we're going Wendy's number four.
What was four?
Wendy's.
Wendy's. Wendy's.
And you're gonna frost over
McDonald's cookout Bojangles in In-N-Out. You chose Wendy's.
You're like number five.
Five?
No, number five.
I've never been to a Wendy's, but I haven't got a soggy fry. It's like they've been sitting there for hours.
Have you had frosty? Have you had the chocolate frosting?
We're not. The chocolate frosting is amazing. Fine. I love a good chocolate frosting. When they give them out, because on one day of the year, every day of the year, I'm there. Those free chocolate frosties, I'm there, baby. But you cannot put it over McDonald's Chipotle. Oh, yeah. Sorry, not Chipotle. However you say it.
All right, number five, Jersey Mike's.
That's all picked.
All right, you gotta have some place in there, you know.
All right, now it's my turn. I guess that's really done.
I got Jackie G going out now.
Number one, good one with the old Bohan glaze. Bojangles on top.
That's a bold pick.
Yeah. I'm telling you, bro. That four-piece supreme, biscuit, fries. That ranch is so buttermilk. So great. Number two, cookout.
America.
Do I need to mention it again? 4 a.m. They're open to 4 a.m. And you can get an entire 3-course meal for under $5. Amazing.
Good point.
Number three, we're coming in with Chipotle.
Chipotle is a song.
Chipotle. Chipotle.
That was my number two.
Number four, we're coming in at Chick-fil-A.
I think it's too low on the list, to be honest.
Some people might say that. It's a very controversial topic that's that low on the list, but...
They also use styrofoam.
Can we also make a point here that I'm the first person for on my list to add McDonald's?
I don't like McDonald's. He and McDonald's are number one.
Alright, Alexi, thank you. I redeemed yourself for the Subway choice. I'm number three. I mean, yeah. McDonald's.
McDonald's, first of all,
overpriced. You are sleeping on McDonald's.
It's overpriced and overrated.
Overrated?
They're McDonald's, their buns, their meat's not good, their buns aren't good, their toppings aren't good.
What are you talking about? You can't even pronounce McDonald's.
The only good thing on their menu is their chocolate sundae.
What is up with you and the ice cream from all the fast food? We're talking about the burgers, the nuggets, the tenders.
The fries, thank you.
The tender doesn't touch.
You cannot touch the crust. What does that even mean?
The crust is like inhabited around the tender.
Inhabited? By what? What is it inhabited
by? Fake.
Fake? What are you talking about?
I just don't like the taste. And the sauces they have are so mid.
You're telling me that tangy barbecue is mid?
Yes. Tangy barbecue is mid.
The garlic parmesan sauce
never
is
had
mid.
That.
Oh.
The ranch is mid.
The ranch is mid? What about the Cactus Jack meal?
Never had that.
Ah! Oh my god. Have you ever had their breakfast?
I had a shell in my McMuffin one time. Like a whole
egg shell.
A whole eggshell.
Not like good.
The hash browns.
Hash browns are
peak
good.
Peak fast food performance.
I like the hash browns.
So you're telling me you've never found a shell in your Starbucks?
Never.
I know.
Starbucks, I know. If Starbucks was on the list, it would probably be number three.
Number three.
Yes. If it was eligible for this draft, I would put it in number three.
That is ridiculous.
No. You heard it here.
No. That is ridiculous.
We should do an honorable mention for each one.
I think we need an honorable mention.
Yeah, you start.
All right. Well, my honorable mention would probably be Popeyes.
It's like
it's a
solid.
It's a discounted Bojangles, I would say. It's not Bojangles top tier.
It's not the same tier
as
right
Bojangles,
but it's up there.
Yeah. It's a totally different type of chicken, I feel like.
All right, Alexi.
We'll go to Mike.
Honorable mention for me is Arby's, just because of the curly fries.
They have
the meat.
Just because of the curly fries.
They're number 8, the classic chicken sandwich, the roast beef. The buffalo
good.
Chicken sliders.
Corned beef ribs.
We haven't even mentioned their mozzarella sticks yet.
Oh, yeah.
I think some of us need to rethink our list and add Arby's up there.
I agree with Mike. Arby's is honorable.
Arby's is honorable mention?
All right, man.
Well, I got to change it up now, so I'm going Panda Express.
I was just about to say Panda Express.
It's good.
That is good.
It's good.
Is it crazy, Sam, I've never had Panda Express?
It's not your usual everyday item, I'd say.
Well, like, it's a good like one to throw in there every now and then. Uh-huh. And it's like quality Chinese and it's fast.
Yeah, no, you gotta mix it up sometimes.
Yeah.
Quality Chinese.
Quality Chinese.
Alright, for my honorable mention, I gotta go with it. I'm gonna throw a Wingstop. That's fine. I've
never been to a Wingstop.
Never been to a Wingstop? Do you ever eat out? What is wrong
with
you?
It's just Chick-fil-A and Chipotle and Starbucks. Three I go to. I'll throw
on an average month.
Are you going to
How many times do you go to at least
Chick-fil-A?
You go to Chick-fil-A every morning.
I would say Chick-fil-A is if there's 30 days in the month, I'd go there probably 20 times. Because you can't.
So
go
you're
Sunday.
Spending over $500 at Chick-fil-A a month.
It's 10. My order's like $10, $11.
$10.
Okay.
Times
$200.
So around $200 on Chick-fil-A a month.
I would say so.
That is ridiculous.
That is ridiculous.
That is a waste of money.
We're not even talking about the Starbucks and the Chipotle that he
is. Yeah. Starbucks is expensive.
And you go there every day.
No, I don't. I usually
go there. No. Last year, every day before school, you rolled in with your coffee.
Starbucks is a six times a year thing. Or six times a month thing. So, like, six times a month, I would say.
That's way too many.
Yeah.
That's what.
I don't think I've ever had a craving for Starbucks coffee.
No, not the
cake
pops.
Strawberry fresh replaced the water with lemonade, light ice.
The cake pops, dude. You cannot beat the cake pops. Those are ridiculous.
Cookie dough cake pop?
Yeah.
Cookie dough?
Yeah.
Cookie dough?
What is wrong with you? You mean a chocolate?
They're good.
Chocolate.
No, I've been to Starbucks. There's
a kid who only eats Cosmo Brown.
Exactly.
All right, Alexi, what's your honorable mention?
Arby's.
Arby's.
That's good.
I've never ordered a K-pop at Starbucks all the times I've been there.
You've never ordered a K-pop at
Starbucks.
My sisters were on a cold winter day. My sisters would force me to go to Starbucks. And I'd sit in the car pouting. And they'd come back with two chocolate cake pops. Inhaled they were. Inhaled. Best. Think about the best piece of cake you've ever had. In a little nickel-sized ball.
But it's also like $4 for a cake pop.
And it's the best $4 I'll ever spend. It's fire. Alright, that's this for this segment. Thank you guys for listening. We'll be back. Alright, how are we doing, guys? We're all back here. We've got another special guest, Mr. Woofin Jones. How are we doing?
So,
alright, he's gonna be joing us on our next segment.
I'm glad
we'll
to
be doing
here.
A candy draft. Everyone will go around in a circle and pick a candy to add to their team. Since we have the youngest, who's the youngest in the group?
Alexi.
Our team's going to be a three-man lineup, so we're drafting three candies per person.
All right, Alexi, start us off with the candy choice.
At one, I'll start off at Twizzlers.
Twizzlers!
Twizzlers!
What did he say?
Twizzlers. No way.
All right, on that note, I think we need to
move on
to the next person. All right, my number one. I'm gonna have to take Twix.
Solid.
That's a solid pick.
That is.
Solid. Caramel. The caramel with the cookie bar and the crunch. Mm-hmm. Chocolate coating.
Fire. So much versatility there.
It's a very versatile candy. I'm a big fan.
It is.
I want to pass it to Ryan May.
Right, I'm going with the Reese's peanut butter cups.
Also
cups.
A solid
I like
choice.
That. Two cups in a pack.
Exactly.
King size. It's very good. I'm loving that pick.
I'm not mad about that.
Yeah.
For my first pick, I'm taking Three Musketeers.
Three Musketeers?
No.
That's literally one of the worst candy bars.
Three Musketeers?
I don't know that high.
Three Musketeers
like
are good.
At Halloween, when you get home after trick-or-treating, you're telling me you don't eat, no one eats the Musketeers. Three Musketeers. Everyone trades them away.
I just throw them.
They have no trade value.
Three Musketeers are better than Twizzlers.
Okay,
I'm
there.
No,
I'm there for that.
It's better than
Twizzlers. Wait, are you talking about normal Twizzlers or pull and peels?
Both.
No, you have to pick one.
Yeah, they're they taste completely different.
Well, both of them are pretty good.
Pick one!
Just the normal.
Oh! Oh! Oh!
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
The pulling peels are so good. Much better!
Alex, dude, what is going on today?
The peels are better.
Alright, we're gonna pass it to Mr. Griffin Jones.
Alright, so am I going number one all around, or am I going my interesting pick?
Last, you're 5 seconds from dying. You want a little sweet taste before you die. What is the candy you're eating?
You know, I was thinking I was gonna go Tootsie Pops. Tootsie Pops are great. I was thinking about Tootsie Pops, but I'm gonna go with an all-time classic for me.
Muddy Bears.
Muddy Bears.
Hold on. Chocolate-covered gummy bears, baby.
Hold on. Everyone quiet on the pod. I'm sorry?
Muddy
Bears.
I never had a Muddy Bear in my life.
I've never seen a Muddy Bear.
I bet you haven't, but
I've never heard of them.
You can't hate on it until you try it.
You can explain to the
zoo. You're telling me you want a chocolate gelatin substance.
So you eat the chocolate, right? You're like, that's milk chocolate. That's good. And then you're like... And then you get a fruity taste in your mouth.
I'm sorry.
It's like, have you got those bags of like those little like berries, chocolate covered berries, but it's like a candy kind of? Yeah. That's what it tastes like, but it's like better.
But there's just so much things that I would put on top of that.
Like?
Do you need me to name them? Sour Patch Kids, Kit Kat, Swedish Fish.
See, and those are all just basics.
Basics?
Yep.
Those are the fun ones.
You mean S tier?
What did he say?
Over S tier. Muddy Bears has its own tier, the MB tier. Muddy Bear.
Alright, let's I'm gonna take
that enough from you for a
minute. I say JR takes it away.
I've had enough from you.
Alright, my number one, I mean, I don't think there's much argument about it. Mr. Goodbar.
Stupid.
you have to be joking.
That's almost as bad
okay.
as like a pace.
Did you just say Mr. Goodbar?
No. It's like an upgraded chocolate bar with peanuts in it, and the chocolate's better. It's better than a Hershey's. It's better than.
It's not
chocolate.
Better than a Hershey's. It's not. I've had a Mr. Goodbar.
I think it's the same brand, so it's the same chocolate as a Hershey's, but you just add nuts to it. And that's why it's so good.
Is it a part of Hershey's chocolate?
It
Mr. Goodbar's?
I can verify that. Hold on.
Can we get a verification on
yeah,
that?
Yeah, look
it up. I just find that a ridiculous choice. What do you say, Mike?
That's
I just picked a first round.
It's not a first round.
I'd say
Mr. Goodbar is in fact a Hershey's product.
I don't want anyone taking it.
Knowing this,
round.
I give it a little more leeway since it does contain the chocolate of a Hershey's chocolate bar. But still not a first round pick.
Let's move on to the kid that picked Twizzlers as number one.
All right, number two, Kit Kat.
That's a solid choice. That should have been first round. I'm surprised it was not first round.
It's good.
Second choice, I'm gonna have to go with Sour Patch Kid water.
Oh, there you go.
That's
the
best flavor too.
That's how you do it.
That's unfortunate. That was my next pick. I'm gonna have to go with the Trolley Gummy Worms.
That is another solid pick.
I'm not a big.
We're talking about it's like half and half on the colors.
Yeah.
Solid.
Yeah, that's good.
Those are good.
Michael DePaul.
I'm taking Rolos.
Have you lost your mind?
Yeah.
Wait, are we doing a worst game in this?
Is that what we're doing?
Oh my god.
Rolos are good.
No, I thought we were doing the best game.
I'm just myself here.
Wait, you're telling me you're watching some football and you're like, I want some sweet snack. You're gonna pull out some Rolos out of your pocket and your back pocket.
Rolos are good.
You're telling me with your rations from the week, from your daily chores, you're gonna go to the store and you're gonna buy Rolos?
I'm looking down at Mike DePalma's list. He had Rolos over Kit Kat.
No, I was just jotting down randomly.
Okay.
I'm seeing sour Skittles. Not sure why you didn't take those.
Definitely should.
Not sure why you didn't take those.
Wait, Ryan.
Sour Skittles have been banned in the United States, though.
Ryan, yeah. Ryan Mann is crossing off his list.
The
Skittles
product is
no. I got the one that got taken.
Okay, so maybe I was gonna go sour Skittles.
Hold on.
But you wanna hear my second choice?
Yeah, please. No, I need to verify this. The Skittles are banned, aren't they?
Mambo's.
What? Okay, I'm just feeling really good about my Rolos.
What are Mambo's?
Sorry?
Mambo's.
Those squares?
Mambo's?
Are they Mambo's?
I think it's Mambo's.
Okay,
like
Mambo's.
You gotta know the name.
You're taking a top two candy, don't you know its name?
Yeah, it's Mambo. Alright. So, it's a Starburst, but it's creamy.
It's better.
It has a cream taste to it.
Okay.
Creamy.
That is. On that note. We can't verify. I think we need to move on to JR.
Okay, so another not really controversial pick. My number two is going to be Goobers.
What did he say?
And what did you just say?
God, stop.
Did you say goober? Goober.
So, you know, you go to the
what
movie.
Is a goober?
So, let me describe. iPod. It's, you go to the movies, you get a box, they're chalk-covered nuts. Goobers. And they just melt in your mouth. And you know what?
If what?
You
mix up, nuts melt in your mouth?
Jack, hear me out. You know what adds a little taste to them? If you dump them in your popcorn, and you reach into your popcorn, and you throw it in your mouth, and you get a goober, and you get a lucky little goober in there.
What are you, 80? How many times have you been in the movie theaters?
Learning that movie theater hack, put your goobers in your popcorn, all the melted butter.
They don't even sell goobers at the movie theater. You sneak them into your pants. They don't sell them at the movie theater.
It's gotta be the number one movie theater selling
the
candy.
Number one.
No. Next question. Next, Alexa. No, take it away.
Let's take it away. Number three pick.
Many different options, but I think we're going to go M&M's.
Okay, that's solid.
Hold on. No. Are we talking peanut?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Ooh!
No. Over.
I can't have peanut.
He can't. That's your fault.
We'll give you one, and we'll just give you a shot like 5 seconds after. It's good. Have you had the pretzel ones, though?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. They're killing the game right now.
Oh, wait. Can they caramel get back to me? Because my number one just popped in.
Brownie came out.
They're killing it.
Guys, I just want you to know, I didn't get a chance to make a list, so it's all off dome.
Yeah, we're all going off dome here, except for Griffin.
Stupid.
Here we go.
What? No, I'm the only one.
It's all right.
All right. Yes! I won $235.
Right. Sorry, Pod. Griffin made a big bet. He's up $235.
Cashed out.
Congratulations. But back to the pod, please.
Thank you.
All right. Some people hate them. Some people love them. I happen to love them. I'm going to have to go with the old good old-fashioned Swedish fish.
Yep.
Oh,
yep.
Yep.
That's solid.
Solid fish.
Top.
I can't argue with that. Maybe especially if you're a gym guy. They just came out that new pre-workout.
Yep.
That's fire. I'm there to tell you that.
Boost. All right, Ryan.
Ryan, man. Take it away.
Third pick, we're going Skittles.
Skittles? Sour or normal?
Well, I like sour more.
Okay.
Sour.
Okay. Good. Okay.
Listen, no. For all you viewers out there,
who farted?
There's a.
This that was me.
America.
That was. Oh my god. That is horrible. All right. Give us a minute. We'll be right back.
We're in a new room.
Jared, we're in a new room. It smells a lot better in here. Back on the Skittles debate, they are banned in the United States because they contain titanium dioxide.
And just crack cocaine.
I don't think they contain crack cocaine.
Have you lost your mind?
Just sour Skittles?
Skittles Starburst and thousands of other sweet treats, apparently. But they only Skittles have been caught.
All right. Just
Mark De Palma, what do you got?
My number last three. Pick is similar to Swedish fish.
Oh no. Spit it out, Mike. Spit it out.
Scandinavian swimmer.
What did he say?
What?
Scandinavian swimmer. You're a loser.
I'm sorry. Alright, can I move on?
No. We are not moving on yet.
The red lobsters are really good.
What?
They have red lobsters.
Where are you shopping for candy?
I don't even know. But it's red lobsters, dolphins, and like a seahorse.
You're going to Scandinavia?
Really good.
And
they're really good.
Alright. Can we move on? Listen. I have a great number three. It's probably my number one. If I would have made a list, it's number one. I think we can all agree, Sour Punch straws are like the greatest candy of all time.
You may have just made the most ridiculous comment.
Sour Punch straws are so ridiculous.
Sour Punch straws?
They come in the bag, there's red, blue, and green.
I know what they are.
And yellow.
First off, they don't come in a bag.
You're thinking of like the shoelace ones. I'm thinking of the straw. Yes.
You're thinking of the bite size.
No, the straws.
The straws come in a package.
Sour
a
Punch
Wait,
straws. Hold on. Okay, maybe I'm thinking of Sour Punch Straw Bites.
Yes.
Yes, Sour Punch Bites.
Excuse my...
Yeah, okay. Sour Punch Bites are my number one candy.
You've messed all right. Two out of the three candies.
Guys, I'm not gonna lie. My number three, I think it's slid down deep in this draft. Should have been picked out earlier.
Hold up.
Do I need to prepare myself for this choice?
No, this I think everyone can agree on this choice, like Mountain Dew.
like Mr. Goodfart.
Nerd Rope Bites.
Those look really good.
I've never had
those. Those are fire.
Those are good. Yeah.
Let me tell you, those things will give you an ulcer like no other.
They're amazing.
Those things.
They're very sweet.
Hold on, can we get an honorable mention real quick? I think we all need to figure out that how we left out Haribo gummy bears.
Oh, I had that. I was gonna say that. That was
Muddy Bears.
That was after
you say gummy bears.
Get off my pod, Muddy Bears. Mambo, get off my pod. Go. I'm tired of you.
Sour Punch Dolls, Muddy Bears, and Mambo.
Get out of here. We're tired of you.
Alright, G-Lactis. Just not
really. Honorable mention has to be Haribo gummy bears.
Mike and Ike.
Mike and Ike's up there.
Airhead Extreme.
Airhead Extremes are also up there.
Oreos.
The stars.
Oreos got a candy! A candy, a chocolate, or something made of sugar.
Well, thank God.
That is a cookie! A cookie!
That's my bad.
Can you give us another honorable mention that's not a cookie?
Honorable mention?
No?
I'll go with Starburst Bites.
Starburst Bites.
Oh, dude, I know you're talking
about the ones that are already unwrapped?
Yes, those are
beautiful great. Choice. Beautiful choice.
I think the Pool and Eat Twizzlers cherry version.
Can you be more specific for us?
The cherry Twizzlers.
I told you to leave.
I don't like them.
Yeah, get out of here.
I love mamas.
We don't. All
right, we're going to end on that note.
Figure it out.
We're going to end on that note. Oh, my God.
Everyone.
All right. I have no words for Mr. Goodbar.
All right, peace.
And chapata.
Doodles.